He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away all tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord has spoken it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark. The first day of an entirely new reality in the created order, one woman came to one tomb before sunrise. The first moment that anyone could have realized that an event of immeasurable, incomprehensible significance had taken place sometime in the night, a woman came to a tomb and found in the darkness that a stone had been rolled away and the body that she came to care for was gone. The first day of the week, the first day of a new reality, Mary Magdalene discovered that Jesus Christ had risen from the dead. Once she understood what had happened, she could have been the first to run to others and perhaps even say, "Christ is risen, he is risen indeed, alleluia." But all these centuries later, perhaps even as we consider these things, it may come as a shock to recognize that it was not the resurrection itself that makes this day, that changed everything. For resurrection from the dead had happened before. It happened with the prophet Elijah, who revived the son of the widow of Zarephath, 1 Kings 17. And then it happened with Elisha, who revived the son of the Shunammite woman in much the same way, 2 Kings 4. In battle, the dead body of a soldier was cast into the grave of Elisha, and upon contact with his bones alone, the soldier returned to life, 2 Kings 13. Jesus himself had reached out and touched the pallet upon which the widow of Nain's son was being carried through the town at his funeral, saying to the boy, "Arise." And he returned to life, Luke chapter 7. Jesus raised Jairus' daughter, a synagogue official, confounding those who laughed at him when he went upstairs to wake her from her sleep, Mark chapter 5. And Jesus, of course, also had famously raised Lazarus from the dead after 3 days in the tomb, John chapter 11. In the book of Acts, there is mentioned the resurrection of more than one of the earliest members of the church, Tabitha in chapter 9, and Eutychus in chapter 20. Although Eutychus was sleeping in the midst of a long sermon, and he fell out of a third-story window. So if anyone tells you that it won't kill you to go to church once in a while, it might. All these resurrections, not to mention a whole wave of resurrections mentioned in Matthew 27 that took place around the time of the very resurrection that we're here to wonder at today. And you can say that this is different, but I'm not sure that it is. At one time in this church, St. George's, we had at least 4 members of our parish who had clinically died and come back, to the astonishment of doctors and physicians. But let me just say to you that we gather here today on this highest feast days in great fanfare and celebration with trumpet and choirs and organs and flowers and incense and song and sacrament and sermon and feast and fellowship and even an Easter egg hunt, not simply because there was a resurrection, but for who it was that was raised. The widow of Zarephath's son was raised, but no one is saved in him. The widow of Nain's son was raised, but no one was saved in him. Lazarus was raised, but no one is saved in Lazarus. No one was saved in Jairus' daughter. No one is saved in Tabitha. No one was saved in Eutychus. But in Jesus Christ, fully God and fully man, who had taken up into himself all humanity, who had healed humanity in himself, who was the spotless Lamb of God, and who had at the right time borne upon himself the burden of all sin, being crucified on Calvary, dead and buried, Jesus, who took the punishment we deserved, who descended into the lower parts on our behalf and for love of us, it is he who was raised. And now we are all saved in him. Jesus Christ, who emerged victorious, made in his own self, in his own person, a way through which humanity could pass through death into everlasting life. And that is a salvation. In Christ, who was raised from the dead as triumphant King of Kings, in him all may be saved. We still respond 2 millennia later, and will respond into eternity forevermore with songs of acclamation on Resurrection Day, not because there was a resurrection, but because of who it was that was resurrected on that day. It is the Anointed One, the Messiah, the Lord, before whom every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. It is this one about whom we can ever make the song of our heart ring with the words, "Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia." And there is good reason that this is the chief feast day of the entire Christian year throughout all the world and for all time. St. Paul has said that if Christ has not risen from the dead, 1 Corinthians 15, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Now, if you have somehow learned that the Christian faith is such a thing that in your experience could be called miserable or even most miserable, I have to tell you, something has gone wrong. And on behalf of the whole church, I apologize for whatever you were taught that made you understand that life in Christ could be most miserable. Life with our triumphant and resurrected Lord providing for us both the way of victory and also the destination of eternal life may still yet be a trial, but it is nothing like misery. St. Paul explains the reason for our joy as he goes on, "But now Christ is risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." There has been a resurrection, but not just any resurrection. One that has involved you, and with which and in which your destiny is bound up together. A resurrection that is in Christ and into which you are welcomed. The prophet Isaiah had said, "He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away all tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away off from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken it." At the resurrection of Christ, it was not only spoken, it was done. Lift up your voice, open your hands, and let all things that have breath praise the Lord. Your redemption draws nigh, because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.